This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thanks in no small part to Martin Shkreli, the guy who bought up the rights to a life-saving drug not too long ago and then promptly raised prices 5,000%. The rising price of prescription drugs has come to the attention of the Congress of the United States. Next week, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee is going to be asking executives from big pharma companies some probably uncomfortable questions. Not the first time, though. In the past couple of months, the industry has found itself in the spotlight. So from the Health Desk, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on the effect all the recent attention could have on those prices.
There's several factors that influence how much companies charge for drugs: competitors' prices, the effectiveness of the drug. But University of Chicago's Rena Conti says here's what matters most.
It's really this perception of what payers are willing to pay for these drugs that drives drug manufacturers to set a given drug's price.
Right. If pharma executives think the public will pay a pretty penny, then that's what they'll charge. But over the last few months, there's been a lot of this.
Nobody in America should have to choose between buying the medicine they need and paying their rent.
That the pharmaceutical industry itself has become a major health hazard to the American people.
This bruising rhetoric from Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders is a taste of the unwelcome political attention the drug industry has received over the past several months. Former Merck executive Adel Mahmoud says pharma executives must be sensitive to the political moment.
When that kind of political discussion happens, they will have to appear responsive. They cannot just say, we are deaf.
A study has shown historically, as pressure heats up, companies respond. And that may be happening right now. One manufacturer has ditched plans to raise prices, and generic drug price increases overall have slowed. But Mahmoud reminds us, whatever price relief consumers may experience, it's temporary. A more permanent fix, he says, requires more than lots of talk. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.